We are Quixie 98.3, and this is Community Forum. This week on Community Forum, Eric Cornish talks with Greg Purpose of the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame.
All right, Greg, thanks for joining us this morning, and so glad to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about this. How did you come to be a part of the Kentucky Basketball Hall of Fame, and when did this happen?
I appreciate you having me on. It's pretty exciting and kind of a crazy story in some ways. This developed over a period of time. You might first need to understand I was a Hilltopper for 27 years.
Love that. Go Tops.
Yeah, working on the Hill and retired. And even though education is how I made a living, sports has always been my passion. And I've tried to get in sports several different avenues and several different types of sports. And I have dabbled in it in the past. But through basketball connections and friendships that I've developed here in the state, basically I had a friend who kept telling me about the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame and got me involved as a regional, what we call deputy director, working in the fourth region, which is in Bowling Green in that area. And I really hardly got started doing that. And he had kept telling me that there might be a situation where they'd be looking for basically a COO. And I thought, I couldn't do that. I don't even understand deputy director and what I'm doing here, much less that. One thing led to another, and sure enough, I ended up interviewing and got the job. So here I am, and it's really a dream come true. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and basketball was kind of what I played growing up, but I follow all sports. I take great pride in being able to talk about a lot of different sports. I can tell you as much about teams on the West Coast as I can in Kentucky, small college, big schools, pro, whatever, but basketball was really kind of where it all started for me.
So when did you officially take over?
November 1st, official. It took a while through the process to actually get the job, but started the 1st. Still in Bowling Green at this point, haven't relocated. Think that's important to do at some point, but my wife has to have a job as well. And I want to be a part of this community. I want the Hall of Fame to be a good partner in the city. We ask people to come visit us and to donate to us. What are we going to do in return? And that's some things that I think with me being here would be, very helpful. But I'm still in the transition phase right now and just learning.
Well, before we start talking about some of those things that you guys are going to do or the donations or anything like that, let's talk about the museum itself. Let's talk about the Hall of Fame. Let's talk about, it's right here. It's literally cat a corner across the street from us here, and I've never been in there. So I'm sure there's a lot of people who have seen it but really don't know what it's all about. So tell us about it.
Yeah, that's a problem. There's so many things that I need to tackle. Raising money, getting the word out. If I go into a room of 20 people and I say, how many of you have heard of the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame? Not many people will usually raise their hand, and sometimes some that do get us confused with the Dawhares KHSAA Hall of Fame. The difference being the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, they've had the Dawhares Hall of Fame for, well over 30 years, and it's well established, and it covers all high school sports. And Eric, what I think has happened is as sports have grown and you've added sports, they have grown and added players and coaches from those different sports. And that's what they should do. And that's a good thing. But it is also limited, say, football and basketball, which back in the day, if you want to say, was kind of the primary sports. So a group of coaches with the Kentucky Basketball Association, a coaches association here, decided with our rich history and tradition, we need a basketball-only museum. So that's how this all became to be. So I say that to kind of tell you, sometimes there's confusion about who we are, or they haven't heard at all, and that's something I've got to get out from Paducah to Pikeville to get the word out. But also, we have to get people through the doors. What you just said is what I've heard being here in town. You know, I get stopped at the stoplight on Dixie, and I look over to my right, and I see the building, but I've never been in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the onus is on us to give you a reason to come in. At this point, I really think you would like it if you are a high school basketball junkie, let's say, or historian or whatever. We mostly have plaques. We do have interactive things going on. We do a lot of education with elementary groups. What I would like to see is us to grow the museum to add uniforms, artifacts, balls, you know, things like that, as well as just plaques and pictures. There's so many other things you can do. But I just named three or four things right there that all have to be tackled, and they're all big jobs. And it's pretty much me. We do have volunteers that help, but when I'm on the road in Pikeville, it's hard to get things done here in town. So it's going to take a while. I have to be patient. I'm not great at that. And we've got a lot of things to do. But I want to give you and everyone else a reason to come in, not just because you love basketball, but because you've heard, hey, there's some pretty cool things in there. And there are right now. That's part of what I'm saying also is I think we're a secret. We need to get the word out more.
And so you were saying it's a great place for anybody that's a high school basketball fan. But looking through some of your inductees here, even if you don't know the history of high school basketball, there are so many high school athletes, coaches and things like that that have become famous on a larger scale that they might know of. So especially here in the state, if you're a UK fan, Western fan, Louisville fan. You know, can you tell us some of the big names that are in there that you guys feature?
Well, I think, you know, you're going to know the King Kelly Colemans and Rex Chapman. You know, I think about just my experience. I've been in Kentucky since 75. You think about Richie Farmer. You think in this area about Erin Boley. It's fun to watch her at Oregon now playing on such a big stage. There's 112 players and coaches inducted right now. It's hard to remember every one of them, but everyone has their kind of favorites, I think,
sure,
that they think about. And you're right. One thing to keep in mind is you're going to go there, and you might not remember somebody, and they'll pop into your brain now because of what they're doing as a pro, let's say, or
right,
whatever. And you tend to forget that we're solely looking at their career in high school. And some of them have gone on to probably do even bigger things on the
right
next level or whatever. And maybe you didn't see them in high school, but now you know who they are. And that's kind of the thing with me. As I've looked at some of the names and I've had to go back and do some research, you know, there's people in there, obviously, that were before my time, and I'm like, man, I didn't realize how good they were, you know, and
yeah,
I didn't see them play, but then you do the research and you realize, well, that's why they're in here now. And then again, there's other people that I do remember, but they've gone on and really made a name for themselves, say, outside of their high school career.
Right. There's some people that may only know Rex Chapman for a very entertaining Twitter and not a great career, you know, here in Kentucky in high school and then with the Cats. But it's a great thing, a great piece of history. And I, for one, do need to get over there for sure. As you said, everybody else needs to check out. Now, in the future, you're talking about doing more things. What kind of things are you thinking about to give back to the community and do more events?
Yeah. You know, we need to have I'll give you an idea. I'm right now kind of working on something where Billy Reed will come and do a book signing and a question and answer session. Billy Reed, I hope most people know, a legendary sports columnist with the Courier Journal. Try and get us involved with the Little League basketball leagues here in town, because that's where you can educate young kids, get them excited, and then they kind of follow and want to be a part of, let's say, basketball or whatever. They get mom and dad, you know, hey, we want to go and look at this. But I think getting involved with them is something that's important. So as I learned the community, and let me just tell you, I really didn't know anything. To me, Elizabethtown was a stop at I-65. I'm going to Lexington. I'm going to Louisville. I'd get off at the exit here. I'd go to McDonald's. I'd go to, you know, whatever it is out on the exit. But I didn't know much about the town. Number one, I have since found out that it's kind of mimicking Bowling Green in that Bowling Green has gone through a boom phase. Looks to me like Elizabethtown is doing that now. It was maybe at one time a little sleepy place. Now it just seems to be exploding. And that's a great thing for us. We want to be one of the attractions that are on the list of attractions in this town that people want to come and, you know, experience. And that's the thing. Here would be one of my goals. Mom may not be the biggest basketball fan, but if she can come with dad and the kids and have a good time, then that's a goal that we've accomplished, that, you know, their children are basketball fans, so they're going to have a great time there. Dad, he knows Rex Chapman or whatever. It's cool for him. But mom likes seeing their enjoyment, and she's had a good time too, so that would be successful. We want it to be, you know, family-oriented for everyone.
Very, very cool. So from this point on, you know, you're going to grow, and you can't grow unless you have sponsorship and you have donations. So if anybody's interested in, first of all, you know, if you haven't been there, go see it. And then if you're interested in making a donation or a sponsorship, what can they do there?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. You know, obviously, there's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there. And they're all good causes. And people can't donate to everything. So it's just like when I worked at Western Kentucky University. People would ask me, students would ask me, so why should I go to WKU? And I can't answer that for them until they tell me what they're looking for. And if they tell me what they're looking for, then I could show them why WKU was right for them or maybe not. The same here. Really, I'm looking for people that have an interest in this kind of thing. It's a big state. If I just go knocking on doors, cold calling, I may not get, you know, one out of 20 doors open that there's some kind of interest. But there's enough people out there that believe in preserving the history, the tradition of high school basketball in this state. The people that want to support this kind of thing, think it's important, think basketball is important outside of the game. We call that the essence of the game, the lessons you learn out, you know, in sports, the lessons you learn from basketball, those types of things. That's why I think it's important to preserve and to keep those kinds of things alive. I kind of worry today, are museums going to be a thing of the past in the future? I think you see a lot of the young people today that there's so many other things to do, so many other opportunities. Sometimes I wonder, do they care enough about their own high school's tradition or history, much less any other school? So some people have suggested to me that, you know, museums, a little worried about the future. I don't tend to believe that. And even if that there's any truth to it, I love it so much. I'm passionate enough about it. I believe that it's worth saving, that it's exciting, that you need generations, you know, in the future to be able to view the history and tradition. So I'm looking for people who are willing to donate money or time. They can always go on our website, KHSBHF, Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame.com. And there's a place there for donating. You can always call me. Our number is listed there. I'll be glad to meet with you. I'll be glad to talk to any civic organization. Just like you today, I really appreciate, you know, you having me on. I reached out to you and said, hey, you know, could I maybe get the word out? So people who have an interest is where I want to start. Now, maybe you don't have that much interest, but if I can talk to you, maybe you'll get some interest and you'll feed off of my passion, because I can point out a lot of good things about the Hall of Fame and why I think it's important. But that's what I'm looking for mainly, is speaking engagements, individuals, companies and corporations that believe in our cause and our goal and want to see it continued.
Well, excellent. And I think you've got a big future ahead of you. You got a lot more inductees to go in that, you know, I mean, you got a plenty of them there, but there's a few that I see that, you know, could still go in there over time. And this could be a huge thing for Kentucky. So, Greg, I appreciate your vision, and I'm looking forward to getting over there. And I'm kind of ashamed to say that I haven't been, but anybody else who would like to come over, just come see them downtown E-Town, right on the Dixie, and just see what it's all about, the Kentucky High School Basketball Hall of Fame. Greg, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for coming in this morning, and look forward to the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This has been Community Forum. You can find past Community Forums on our website, WQXE.com.